This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Fine dining. The search for the most mediocre restaurant in America is a podcast where Michael Ornelas is traveling the country, eating at all the chain restaurants in search of the perfectly average 5 out of 10 dining experience. The objective middle threshold of where bad becomes good. His most recent episode featured guests Marissa Pinson and John Glover as they review Costco's food court. It's a two-part episode that covers everything from discontinued menu items to how many hot dogs they could fit in their mouths. Head on over to linktree.com/finedining podcast and click Bees giveaway to enter for an all-expense-paid trip to your local Applebee's. The current frontrunner for the most mediocre restaurant in America at a 5.02 out of 10 for you and up to three of your friends. And you can watch or listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Enter by May 1st and the winner will be announced on the May 8th Chipotle episode. Asterisk $50 will be provided for transportation along with a $200 Applebee's gift card.
Welcome to a funny feeling podcast. I'm Betsy Sodaro.
And I'm Marcy Jarrow. This is a podcast where comedians tell us their paranormal experiences, and we listen to yours as well.
Oh, yeah. And if you have one of these paranormal experiences that you want to share with us, please email it to us at funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com.
Now get cozy
and prepare yourself to be scared silly.
This is a funny feeling podcast.
Betsy.
Marcy.
Delayed response.
I know, I was sending a
text. She was looking at her phone.
A very important text message.
Please order pizza now.
I'm hungry.
So for this week's episode, we interview one of the coolest people who, it's so fun when you don't know someone very well, but you can just tell they're so cool.
Yes, immediately.
So for this week,
we're
interviewing a psychic medium, all around awesome person, Gemma Deller.
Yes.
I've talked about her on the podcast before because she's done a reading for me.
Yeah.
She's really awesome.
She's so cool and told us a lot about her life and what it's like.
Yeah.
And growing up with this talent.
Yeah.
Is that skill?
That's a gift, yeah.
It's a gift. That's the word I was looking for.
I think,
and it's real. It was really exciting and fun to talk to her. She's the shit.
You're gonna love her.
Yeah.
Just a little reminder though. Why don't you send us your own stories?
Yes.
So to funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com.
And please subscribe, rate, review, tell your friends about this show you're listening to, A Funny Feeling.
And enjoy this week's guest.
Yay!
We're doing this. I started it.
I'm fucking pumped.
I'm very excited.
I'm so excited.
For our guest. She's someone that I have, I quote unquote, worked with.
Yeah, you did.
She doesn't necessarily go by this title, but she is a psychic and a medium. Her name is Gemma Deller.
Welcome. Yeah.
Gemma, thanks so much for joining us. We're over Skype.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So you were just telling us that you don't really love using the word psychic medium all the time, right? That it's something you...
I don't.
Yeah. So tell us...
I don't.
I do not. Tell us about it.
So, like, it's funny because anytime, like, you know when you, like, sit at dinner and everybody's like, so what do you do? Because in New York, where I'm from, New York, I don't say the R's. But when
hell
I go
no.
places,
you're, New York. You're too busy to say those R's.
So whatever we said, it's like, we don't say, hi, what's your name? We say, hi, what do you do? So when we go around the table and they say, what do you do? I'm always like, oh, shit, they're getting to me. They're coming to me. They're coming to me. And so because they get... And I go, hi, I'm a second medium. And I mumble what I say because what I do, because I'm like, oh, here comes the stigmas. And it's like, what I do is so much more than, you know, there's so many stigmas with being a psychic medium. It's like the fortune telling, the, and I had to really come to terms with it when I quote unquote came out as a psychic medium. I came out in other ways, but that's a whole different,
that's a whole different podcast.
But yeah, so it's like, I had to really come to terms with, okay, what exactly is it? Because I so believe in free will. So it's like, how the fuck am I telling the future if there's free will, right?
Yeah.
So I had to, that was my first question.
Yeah.
First of all, was admitting that I had this gift, because I had it since I'm a little kid. So admitting that I had it was a big deal. So let's just go to how I admitted it. My friend gives me a deck of tarot cards, and I think it's a smart idea to drink and throw the cards.
Yeah.
Bursts out of me, and my friends are like, what the fuck? And I'm like, yeah, kind of have this little gift. And they're like, okay, this is not a little gift. You're giving us names. You're giving, and I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, can we just order pizza? And they're like, no, what is this shit? And I'm like, all right. So then they convinced me to put up this website and this and that. And I'm like, all right, but I need to come to terms with how I can tell the future if we have free will. Because I'm not just the type that just goes, I accept. I'm like an open skeptic. I'm not somebody that you can just say, this exists, and then I go, oh, okay. I need to know, how does this work, right? So the way I actually learned what I do is this dude contacts me, and I still to this day don't know if he is actual or if it's somebody that the universe sent me. I swear to God. He fucking contacts me. And he's got this Australian accent, and everything sounds better in British and Australian.
Thank you.
Like, I want to work with you. He's like, I want to work with you. And he's like, I do this gambling thing, and it's all about possibility and probability. And I'm like, okay. And so I end up learning about predicting possibility and probability. And I'm like, this totally correlates with what I do. I can see your potential. And I can basically stand in your shoes, and I can see where you're probably going versus where you can go. Oh, okay, I can fucking work with this. This has nothing to do with me messing with your free will.
Yeah.
Now I'm down. Because if you tell me that I'm here to tell you that you have to do this, then I'm not down because you got free will. But if you tell me that I can stand in your shoes, which is clairsentience, which is one of my biggest gifts, and I can tell you based on your energy that this is where you're going, but you have the potential to go here, which is what my gift is, I can see, now we got something, and now I can fucking help you. And that's how I've helped people win Grammys and Emmys and Oscars.
What?
Boom, mic drop. Exactly.
Oh, my God. Will you help me win a Grammy? My voice is awful.
Okay, I'm not a fucking miracle worker.
Fair enough. Okay, all right.
I was going to say, you're clairsentient. So can you feel that I'm a little hungover right now? So
that's what's crazy. Yes. It's so nuts. Like, I can feel shit like that. So I'll be like going to meet somebody, and all of a sudden I'm like, I was in like this hyper moon, all of a sudden I'm like, whoa. And I get like drugged down. And I'm just like, yo. And then I got to remember, oh, I'm going to meet so-and-so, or I'm going to do this. I will literally start to be almost become the person.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So you have to be very careful.
Yeah. And there's empaths, right? Empaths feel what the other person feels. And then there's clairsentience, which is an empath who can translate what somebody feels. And that's the gift I have. That's one of the gifts, is clairsentience, which is clear feeling.
Whoa.
That's how it translates. Clair is clear and sentient is feeling.
What was it like? Because you said you had it. You've, of course, had this as a child. Like, is there one specific moment or story that you remember where you're like,
God. Yeah, so I not only have clairsentience, I have clairaudience, clairvoyance. So clairvoyance is clear seeing, clairaudience is clear hearing. So I've got kind of like all of them. So I get slammed with every which way.
Oh my God.
And I was raised in a very, very like Republican Catholic household. So that was fun.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Cool. That's awesome. That sounds real nice.
It was awesome. Yeah. So I definitely, I mean, like, so the one of the really, really riveting stories, I was talking to my brother about this two nights ago, was that it was 1983, giving away the age, but 1983, there was a massive snowstorm. And I was dying off to go roller skating. And because I was a really good roller skater. And my mom was like, no, there's a snowstorm coming. And I was like, no, I want to go. And I bratted out. And finally, I got my way. She drives me over to go roller skating. So I'm at my friend's house. And it's like midnight. And I sit up. And I'm like, you have to take me home. I got to go home. And I won't stop. I got to go home. And so finally, her father's like, I guess he's like, okay, this kid is crazy. Let me just get rid of her. Home about half hour or whatever, and I go home, and I had gotten into a fight, like probably the only fight I can remember getting with my mom, because my mom and I were really close. And I went in and I was like, Ma, are you okay? And she was like, yeah, my arm hurts a little bit. And I was like, I thought she was being kind of bitchy, and I was like, are you sure? She goes, yeah. Anyway, I go upstairs, and I'm sleeping. Next morning, in my mind, I'm like, I see her on the floor in my mind. And I'm like, I got to go downstairs. She's not okay. And then I hear this boom.
No.
And I look at the time. It's 7:03. It's February 13th. I'll never forget. And I hear in my mind, I don't want to die. Right? My brother, who's the only other light sleeper, is not home. There's seven of us. There's seven kids. All the rest are hard sleepers. And I'm like, I have to go downstairs. She's having a massive stroke. Okay. So I go downstairs.
Covered in chills. Yeah.
Crazy, right? I go downstairs to find her. And I'm like, Ma, what's going on? She says, I think I'm having a stroke. So I pick up the phone and I'm like, going to call my neighbor. And I hear, call 911. I call 911. I'm calm. I'm like probably about 13. I'm like 14 at the time. And I'm like, so I call 911. I'm super calm. And then I go to pick up the phone again. Phone's dead now.
No.
Yeah, like crazy. So I have one phone call to fucking make. This is like some shit out of a movie, right?
I'm getting so many chills right now.
I know.
911, and then they come, and they're like in the ambulance. They're like, we're going to lose her, whatever. Long story short, they don't lose her. My mom lives for like 20-something more years. Had I not come home that night, though, they would have lost. Yeah. What the fuck? Hashtag psychic kid.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That made me have so many chills, like all over.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That was just one of like so many. And I was the kid that would blurt things. Like I would blurt, like I'm like a walking lie detector. So like if I walk in and somebody said something, I'd be like, that's not true. Blah, 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 blah. So my mom would be like, okay, you're my special kid, so count to 10 before you say anything. And I was like, how come you didn't tell any of the other kids that? And she's like, well, because you're special.
Wow.
Because I would just tell adults, no, you're lying. Because I can feel if somebody's lying. It just, it through my whole body, I can tell.
Now, are you the only person in your family with these gifts, or... Yeah.
Well, so I'm from a family where we're adopted. There's seven of us.
Okay.
We're all different races and we're adopted. Yeah, my parents are ballers. Like,
that's really cool.
Absolute ballers. Because they did it back in the 60s when it was not the thing to do.
Yeah.
It was not cool to be two white parents and go out and pick up like two black kids, two white kids, two Puerto Rican kids, and then me, who's a mixy mix.
Yeah.
That was just not like the cool thing to do.
That's so fascinating, because I've heard sometimes that things run in the family, but that makes sense. Like that's so amazing then.
Yeah. And I've since met my like bio family, and it comes from my father's side, who like they're from the islands, from like the island of Anguilla. And like from what I understand, there's definitely like the juju.
That's so cool. Oh my God, that's awesome.
So you can like what would you call it? I guess like intuit, like, you know, like you can figure out if someone's lying, you know that something bad's gonna happen. But have you like Uh-oh. You've seen stuff? Have you seen things too? Like we think of like we see like a ghost in a room. Like what? Yeah, tell us.
Yeah, no, I've seen shit. So like, so here's this time this was kind of crazy. So well. All right, so there was this one thing. This was tripped. So there was one night I was getting ready to see a client the next day, and I'm in my bedroom, and I see this woman. She's like standing there. She was young, so she was more like a girl, but she's holding a baby, right? Freaky. And here's, to know me, I'm scared of everything when I'm not tapped in. I am the biggest chicken shit there is, right?
Really? Oh, yeah.
Get out, I get the fuck out.
Good.
I don't wait around. We're not hesitating. I'm not chit-chatting. I'm not getting a cup of coffee. No, get the fuck out. So I see her and I'm just like, all right. And I can feel the difference between live and not here, right? What I call spirit people, because they're not dead. So I can feel the difference. So I'm like, oh, hell. So I'm like, all right, tomorrow, like, we're not doing this right now. But she's just standing there. So I'm like, this must be the dude that I'm reading's, like, wife and kid. Okay. So, but I'm not tapped in. So I'm like kind of a little bit spooked about it. And then of course I have to pee. So I'm like, I'm not walking through you to go to the bathroom. So I'm laying there. I'm like, oh man. I'm like, finally, I'm like, this is my house. I start doing that. This is my house. So finally I get up and go. All right. So the next day I go into the city, and it's somewhere around, from what I remember, like somewhere like Spring Street, around there, like Spring Street downtown, and maybe, I think it was like Green Street, something like that. It's hard because afterwards I forget a lot. I forget almost everything. Could you imagine if I had to remember all the shit?
Thank God you do though, right?
So, yeah. Thank God, right? A party in my head. So I go in and I walk into his house and I'm like, all right. And one of the things I had to learn is how to be like kind of sensitive to people because, you know, it's loss. Mm-hmm. So I go in, I'm getting ready to say, you know, I'm really sorry for your loss. Like, I have your wife and your child here. And I walk in and I said, and I'm looking around, and it's like, none of this is matching because this is a super young dude. He's got like, it almost looks like kind of a bachelor pad. And I'm just like, all right, no assumptions because whatever. But I walk past this one room and I'm just like, whoa, I do not want to go anywhere near that room. That's creeps. So I keep walking and I go in and I'm like, so did you lose a wife and child? He's like, nah. And I'm like, the fuck? Wait, all right, what? All right. And had this been earlier on in my work, I would have quit because I was like, okay. So I'm like, but I learned, keep going. And I'm like, you didn't? He's like, no. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to keep going. But all of a sudden I get pulled back to that room. And I'm like, yo, all right, what's in that room back there? And he's like, yeah. So that's kind of why I called you here today. I'm like, no. So I'm like, all right, can we go back in there? And as my mouth is saying it, I'm like, what are you saying, Gemma?
Yeah.
But he's like, okay. And I'm just like, all right, you go first. Because I feel like if he vaporizes, I'm running the fuck out of here.
Yes.
I'm just the fuck out.
Oh, yeah,
so,
for sure.
And I had somebody, by the way, waiting downstairs in the car. And I told her, if I'm not out in an hour, bring everybody to come get me. Because it felt like really, they felt something sketchy about this.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what it was. Because a lot of times it unfolds, you know? Okay, so we go in and there she is standing there, the woman with the baby. And I'm like, all right.
Oh.
So I'm tapped in. So I'm not as scared because I'm tapped in. It wasn't like last night, whatever. But what's crazy is the room kind of looks like my room. This is nuts. Like the bedding's like all white. Like I had my room kind of spotlight. So the bedding's like all white. And like, I'm like, the setup is almost just like my room. And I'm like, so I said to him, like, yo, dude, like this kind of like mimics my room. The bathroom's in the same place. I'm like, yo, I'm bugging out a little bit. I'm like, this is crazy. Anyway, come to find out after all this, so I do this investigating. I'm like, all right, who are you? And I'm like, I think her name, she told me her name was like Elsa or something like that. So I'm like going back and forth. It ends up being the very first written down case of a murder in Manhattan. I know. What? And I'm just like, yo, this is a trip. and she was having trouble crossing over because her fiance, it was like two families. He was from a prominent family. She wasn't. They didn't want them to marry, but they were going to seal off in the night and marry, blah, blah, blah. So this whole Housewives episode uncovers. Yeah. And I'm just like, and I'm all into that kind of reality TV. So I'm just like, they're like listening. And I'm telling them what's going on. Anyway, her grandmother and her cousin come to like cross her over. But what happened was, so I'm telling them, I'm like, he like dumped her in this well, and she's like waiting, and she's pregnant. And when he dumped her there, she was pregnant, but like in death, she ends up having this baby because she don't know she's dead. Like this whole thing uncovers, right? Okay, so here's what's
I like. I might cry. I'm crying a little bit too.
so for somebody who's like an open skeptic, as much as I do this work, every time this kind of shit happens, I have to refrain from being like, what the fuck? as I'm saying it. Because sometimes when I watch these psychic work and they're so calm, I'm like, how the fuck are you so calm? Because I sometimes go, what? Like, I'll react as it's going on. So to this, I'm sitting there going, oh my God, like, I need a drink right now. This is crazy. So as she's saying it, she's like, she's telling me, I'm waiting for him. I'm waiting for him. He's coming. And I'm like, trying to convince her, okay, but he's over there. Like, look at the light. And as I'm saying, look at the light, I'm like, am I really saying this cliche thing? Look at the light.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, I never wanted to say this. I wanted to come up with something else. But this light right there. Can't I come up with a better line? But there's no better line because it's the light.
Oh my God.
He crosses her over into the light. She finally goes. He ends up having to come and show her, no, I'm here, that blah, blah, blah. Because he wasn't a bad dude. It was just this whole thing, like he was pressured by his family, blah, 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 whatever. Anyway, so I'm like, this is nuts. And it really was the first case that went down in history on the books.
That's
crazy.
So fucking That's crazy.
That's incredible.
But she was like, I know. Did she know he murdered her?
No, she literally was waiting for him to come get her.
And then, so you were like, well, I'm not gonna spoil it for her.
Right, I'm just gonna just be like, no, he offed you.
Yeah, he fucking threw you in a well.
So I was like, well, no, he's waiting for you over there. Like, you have to be gentle about it.
Yeah.
And they'll, like, her guides and stuff will deal with that when she gets, that's not my circus, not my yeah. That's not my wheelhouse.
Yeah, tell her, and then she's like, I'm staying with you now. And you're like, no, leave me alone.
I have enough friends. I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like,
I have enough women problems. I'm good.
You got to take care of my ghost baby.
Yeah. No.
I'm like, you know what? I'm cool.
Wow. That blew my little mind.
Blew my little mind. Yeah. I'm like, second. I'm just little Gemma.
Yeah.
Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about, I don't know, like 5 different subscriptions. I could not believe when they showed me how many I was paying for each month. And they tell me when something's coming up too. What a shocker. Between streaming services, fitness apps, and delivery services, it's never ending. And thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I've forgotten about. And, you know, I've been trying to save money and it seems like my bank account, it was stuck. So I gave Rocket Money a try and it turns out that I was paying for a bunch of stuff that I didn't need. And Rocket Money helped me cancel some of those. And now I'm finally starting to see my account balance going up again. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of expenses. I can see all my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. I love how the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/ funny feeling. That's rocketmoney.com/funny feeling. rocketmoney.com/funny feeling. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years now. I go every single week. I don't even ever want to miss a week because it's so important for keeping me on track, especially during times where things are kind of tough, you know? It's really good to have a therapist you trust as a sounding board. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/afunnyfeeling today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/afunnyfeeling.
I feel like I haven't really ever been around a psychic or anything, like just one time, and they kept bringing up my weight. I feel I would prefer someone to be reacting like that rather than so calm. To me, it makes it feel so much more real. Yeah.
But yeah, because I can't, I'm still human, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, because I'm still having the human experience like everybody else. So yeah. It's like, I came to this earth plane to have the same experience. So it's still fucking weird when I channel and I'm still between worlds, right? So when it happens, I'm still like, oh shit, yeah.
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 It bugs me out every time. It just does.
Yeah. And that feels just so, yeah, just human and real. And I feel I would really rather that than just like a very calm, cool as a cucumber, where it's like, no, this is fucking crazy.
It's fucking crazy.
Let's enjoy it.
Like, yeah.
And I thank God for my friends, because my friends keep me so anchored. And like, I'll say to them, yo, that shit happened, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I need them for that. I need them for that. And I also need them to be like, because too many people want to make me Jesus. They want to make me this like super spiritual, walking on clouds, levitating. And I, to know me, hell nah, you know, I ain't. Like, I literally just got a massive tattoo. It's an angel wing, but it's only one. Cause there's a whole lot. An angel. And my friends keep me massively anchored. Like, they're like, why are they acting like that about you? I'm like, I don't know.
Can I just tell you that whatever you were just saying, the Skype cut out. What you said, I got one half angel wing, and then you, it wouldn't let us hear what else the other.
Because we went to hell for a minute. Okay. That's
yeah,
why.
Yeah.
What I said was, I said that there's one half angel, and then the other half is all left to be determined. Yeah. Because
awesome.
Hell nah. There's the other side that's just not that. And it's like, my friends keep me so grounded, where when people want to put me up on this pedestal and be like, Saint Gemma, I'm like, no, just because I have this gift doesn't mean that I'm like a holy roller. I'm the furthest thing from that.
God, and that's awesome too.
Yeah.
Because I feel some people are like, yeah, I'll fucking sit up on a cloud.
And it can make you feel like super judged and stuff. And so like, yeah, but you're like, oh, my life's not going the way it should be because I'm bad and I'm doing it wrong. Or like,
well, first of all, should is the biggest curse word in our language, right? Should, immediately switch out should for want.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're saying the word should, it's because other people have told you what to do. You're living by society's paradigms. So get rid of that fucking word.
Yeah, fuck should.
Fuck should.
Get the fuck out of here, should.
Should is a dick word. It's the worst word. You're doing it for everyone else. Should is the worst word. The second you say should, stop and put want to in there.
Yeah.
Because if I say I should eat lima beans and then I say I want to eat lima beans, I realize the lie that it is.
Oh my God, that's spot on. Oh, shit. I love that. Shit's out of here, man.
No should.
I should stop eating steak. I want to stop eating steak. There's the lie.
Yeah. That's it. That's so true.
The fucking lie.
That's...
My world peace. Yeah. World fucking peace.
Yeah, right? Oh, my God.
That's amazing.
Yeah, no, because we live by these tapes that play because we're told, you should do this, you should do that, you should... Anytime somebody's like, hey, you should this, stop listening to them. Immediately tune out and start thinking, all right, you know what I'm going to do later? Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm just reflecting.
Being told what we should do.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's the big problem.
Yeah.
And that's why we lose our GPS from very little.
Yeah.
We lose our internal pull. And if we listen to that, we would be Hawaii commuters like I am. We would be doing much more of our heart's desire. We would be listening to what would make us shine.
Yeah.
And that's why psychic medium bothers me, because people tend to look to psychic mediums to tell me what I should do instead of looking to us for guidance, which is a different thing. I'm here to guide you to your potential, not for me to tell you what you should do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big difference. I can see what you can do. I can see what your potential is. I can see what your shine is. I can see what you want to do.
Yes.
And I can tell you that. And I can tell you an easy way for you to walk to it, but you got to do the fucking work. I'm not here to do your work.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're ready to do your work, come and talk to me. But if you're not, I'm not the one for you.
Because you do sort of like life path coaching, right? Don't you? Or
ish. You know, I switched my title to life coach for a minute.
Right.
Because I did that. And then I didn't like it because I found that people wanted to make me more of like a therapist, a weekly kind of thing. And I was like, yep, nope.
Yeah.
Not doing that. Because I like to work with people who don't want to depend on me so much. I like to inspire people. I like to teach a man to fish.
Yeah.
Yes.
That whole thing. I want to teach, let me say, I like to teach a woman to fish.
Hell yeah. Women can fish too.
It's Women's Month. It's our month. We get this one month.
I love that though, rather than you do the fishing 100%. For everybody.
Like, yeah.
That's no so way. Rad.
Fuck that. Because then you can affect more people if you empower to do it themselves.
Yep.
I don't want to be somebody's guru. I don't want people to depend on me. Mm-hmm. I want to empower you to do it for yourself.
And that's like where it all comes from is you. Like it's all in you.
It's all in you.
Happiness is in you. And it's always you feeling good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything's in you.
I can like remember the point in my life when someone said the amount of happy you're capable of, you already have all of it inside of you. It's just like you deciding to have it or not.
And society is saying you shouldn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's probably been shut down.
Yeah.
It's probably been shut down or you've been steered away from it, but it's already there. Everything that you're looking for outside is already there. You just have to find it again. You just have to, basically, I feel like what I do a lot of the times is I give you permission. I give you the permission that was taken away from you.
And that's what people want to hear.
It's what they want to hear. And that's what's so awesome about this group, the Questions to the Universe group that I'm doing, is that that's what's so dope about it is that people will come and they'll say, you know, what should I do? Right. Well, I'm at this crossroads. I don't know what I should do. And my question back to them is, well, what do you want to do? And they're like, I don't know. And I'm like, beautiful. That is the most beautiful place to be at. So I'm giving you permission to be that 8-year-old again.
Yes.
And pick up an instrument and try it. Pick up paints and sit on the floor. Finger paint. Start there. Don't be pretty about it. Be messy. And they look at me like, what? And I'm like, make a fucking mistake.
Yeah.
Creation. Yeah. It's not about perfection. It takes time and it takes messing up. Trip and fall. You know what? In soccer, I tripped and fall so much when the ball wasn't in my feet that I learned to fucking tuck and roll. And it was beautiful. You would just see me running, tuck and roll, and keep moving.
Yes.
And it was epic. It was like the ball wasn't anywhere near me. And I was like, yeah. And I would just keep going. And it was like, so what?
You know,
so what?
I think that, like, because Betsy and I both do improv and other comedy, but like, that's like the biggest thing of like being able to fuck up, like being able like if we can't do that, we're never going to be funny. Like,
no,
exactly. And comedians, you know what you guys taught me? Because I have a lot of clients that are comedians. Yes. And it is such an important thing. And I teach my clients that instead of going, yeah, but do the yes. And right. So when you're creating just in life, when, as you go through life, if something comes your way, go and you like it, go, yes. And I would also like,
yes,
do the yes and for creation, right? Mm-hmm. So when I was creating this Honda Ruckus in Hawaii just for shits and giggles, I was like, I'm going to create a Honda Ruckus moped.
Okay.
A moped, right? So I just decided that I was going to create it just to show this group that you can create anything. So I said, it's going to be black and orange. It's going to be, and I just set all these things that it was going to be. And then I started going, yes, and it's going to be this. Yes, and it's going to, and that's how you create. And then you don't expect Hollywood. It's going to be in there in 2 seconds. It's a process. And when it came to me, it was almost everything, but it was all black. And I was like, yes, and the universe is going to figure out a way that it's going to become orange. Well, that way happened because I ended up crashing it into my friend's garage.
Oh, no. Which full was of amazing. Orange paint.
You know what I was pissed off about is I wasn't filming it, so I couldn't put it on YouTube.
Damn it. Damn it. You got to have a GoPro on. Come on.
Out of myself, I was like, why wasn't I filming this shit? The way I crashed it was, it wouldn't start. So I was like, all right, there's a way to start this, right? So I kickstarted it. And when I got it started, I was like, yeah. And then I let it go and it just flew. And I was like, oh. I was like, oh, boy brain moment.
Good, good. Oh my God.
So
but
funny.
What ended up happening with that is I ended up taking it to get the rear view mirror that broke fixed. And in taking it there, I saw orange paint. And I was like, oh, I could just do this myself. And when I tell you, it turned out so beautiful. And it was the exact color orange I wanted. And now I'm the only one on the island with this orange ruckus, and it got my name on it. And it's so dope. And I'm like,
yes.
Wait, you blew by it just now, but tell us about your questions to the universe that you said that's launching later in the month, right?
Yeah. So, okay. So I call it Q's to the U. So basically when I started doing readings, from, you know, one-on-ones, it was so much pressure. I was so afraid that I was going to open the door and just creepy stare at people and not have anything to say.
Yeah.
I was sitting around with my friends one day and I was like, wouldn't it be cool if and we just started asking questions to the universe and they could just ask anything they wanted and it would just be fun. And they were like, yeah. So I said, let's just do that. So we did it and it was really cool. And then we did it with some New York clients and it worked again. And then I took it to Hawaii and that's where I saw how magical it was. I started to notice that I could have these groups and the same person could attend many different groups and get all these different answers from different groups. Like you could ask questions and it was just the way it comes together. It's so magical because you can ask a question and 5 different people will get an answer from that one question. It's incredible. Like it's the way that spirit comes in and answers questions that everybody gets something from is so amazing. So you never get the same questions. You never get the same answers. And I was like, wow, this is something really special. So it became a no-brainer that this is something that's got to go global. This is something that's got to be online. So I'm now taking it online and making it accessible for everybody. And so that's happening by the end of the month.
That's so fucking cool.
Yeah, it's super cool. So the first session is going to be a free online session. And so if they hop over to my website, they can sign up for the free online session.
And I'll have all that stuff in the show notes so that people can find you very easily. Although it's your website's just Gemma Inspires, right?
Yeah, Gemma Inspires, and it's Gemma with 2 M's.
Yes, 2 M's. To.com.
To.com.
Okay, so we know that you can see spirit and feel it, but what other stuff? Do you believe in, like, outside of, like, people stuff? Like, what else? Like, what do you believe about, like, this whole world? Like, do you, like, I don't want to say, like, force your hand, but, like, angels, demons, but, like, anything. Like, goblins,
Bigfoot.
Like, aliens. Like, what do you...
Okay, so this is awesome that you're asking me this, because if you asked me this before last year, I would have been like, I probably would have been a little bit more closed-minded. But once you go to Hawaii, which is like the home of the Pleiadians, which is like alien life.
Well, I don't even know about Pleiadians.
What?
Look it. So in Hawaii, they call this chicken skin when you get goosebumps. My hairs are standing right now. Listen, so I'm from New York, where everything, we don't fucking believe in anything.
Right? Yeah.
Everything's bullshit.
Everything's bullshit. But something. There's some shit out there.
Wow.
There's some shit out there. And, like, you know, I was watching, I think it was called Contact with Jodie Foster. Was that the movie Contact?
Yep.
And there was this line in the movie where I think her father says, if we're the only thing that exists, what a waste of space.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
And it's the dopest line I ever heard, because it's like that. And that's how I feel. I feel like I'm open, and it's just, there's too much activity that goes on. There's too much activity. And, like, I saw some shit in the sky out there that I can't explain. Mm-hmm. And something happened to me here in Brooklyn with this green orb that I can't explain. To this day, I can't explain it. And if the damn Bachelor wasn't on, I'm such
I would have looked at it a little bit longer, but Colton was jumping that fence, man. We've been waiting for that jump.
Oh my God, why? This was a couple seasons ago, but why did... Oh, I'm such an asshole. I would have investigated it further. But
you had to watch.
With my ex, and we were watching The Bachelor, and I had DVR, so I could have watched it. But, oh my God. Okay, so... sometimes I hate myself. So I'm sitting there, and we're watching The Bachelor, and there's this ecto green freaking thing hovering outside the window. This is in Brooklyn. And I'm like, I'm looking at it. I'm like, what the fuck is that? So I'm looking. So she gets up and walks to the window. And I'm like, no, 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 we don't walk to those things.
Yes.
That's what extracts you. That's what takes you. No. So I'm like screaming, get away from the window. Like, get away from the window. I'm a person of color. We run from those things. They and of color get taken out first. So I am in grave danger.
Oh, my God.
Away from the window. So she sits back down. So we're sitting there, and I'm like, what is it? It doesn't make sense. So I'm trying to make sense of it. Is somebody shining a light? Whatever. So I'm like, in my mind, I finally come to, somebody's got to just have some wacky flashlight, and they're shining into my window.
Yeah.
Until the shit jumps inside my fucking apartment. And it's now hovering between us. And it's like three-dimensional. And I'm like, and I'm looking at her, and I'm like, so I'm reaching for the remote control with my left hand. So I'm like, we're about to miss. And it was the ring part. So I'm like, we're about to
shit.
Miss. So I'm like trying to reach for the damn thing. And I'm like, are you seeing this shit? And she's like, uh-huh. And I'm reaching. So I'm very torn between. So I turn to look at the television. I'm such an asshole. This is like alien life here. And I'm like, but the Bachelor's about to propose to somebody. And I'm staring. And I just get pulled to the television. And I look at the television. And as I look at the television to see if he's going to propose, she tells me it goes flying into the TV. I don't get to see what
And then he proposes to the green blob.
That's what I'm thinking. He ends up with a fucking alien.
That's incredible.
It doesn't work out.
That's...
Yeah, right? Yo. Yo.
And then...
Like, you... this shit didn't happen to me, I wouldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you the truth. I'd be like, bullshit, that didn't happen. That's my problem. Is if somebody else tells me in my head, I'm like, you're right.
I mean, it's so, but that it's so natural to feel that way, to be like, eh, right.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I need to see it for myself. But then when it happens to me, I'm like, damn, that shit just happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when you, what else happened in Hawaii? Because when I was in Hawaii, I saw a fireball in the sky. Have you heard the phenomenon of the fireballs?
No.
So it's, so they have like, I might mess this up. Forgive me.
Oh boy.
But the, there are like these big balls, like a flame. It's like almost like you could think, oh, that's an asteroid going through the atmosphere. But it's like this ball of fire through the sky that you just see, like this bright light, and then it goes across the sky, and it, or it could come up or down. And like I think the legend is that if it's coming down towards the ocean, it's a warning, and if it's going up from the ocean to the sky, it's a celebration about good news. But I saw one just like, whoa. I was like going for one of those when you go to the top of the volcano and then you ride a bike down. So we had to like, be like up, like, cause it's a two, it's like a really long drive up to the top of this volcano. So we start the day at like 3:30 or 4 AM and it's completely dark. And I just see all of a sudden in the sky, this like bright burning thing that like, it moves for a bit and then goes away. And I was like, that must be what they're taught. Like could be astro, but like, I've never seen any, it's so much bigger than a shooting star. Cause we're, it's so much closer that it doesn't, I couldn't explain it, but.
Well, there's, you know, you were on the Big Island.
I was in Maui.
Okay. So, you know, the whole thing with Pele, right? So there's the whole thing with Pele on. So Pele rules at least the Big Island, but I think she rules like the islands. Right. And so Pele's the fire goddess.
Oh.
So the whole thing is, and this, I found this out after the first time I came, because they were all saying to me, Pele loves you. Pele loves you. And so I was like, all right, what does that mean? And they were saying like, Pele either loves you or she spits you out. She either loves you or spits you out. And so apparently like there are people that'll go there and everything will fuck up for them. And it's basically Pele letting you know, this is not the island for you. You got to go.
Whoa, really?
And I was like, damn. So when I first went there, there was something telling me before I went, you've got to go on a giving note. And I was like, okay. And that's actually why I went with Questions to the Universe. And I went and I told my friend that lives there, I said, I really feel like I've got to go and give something. And I said, I do these groups here. Maybe I can give the groups and I'll do my privates for like for money, but I'll give the groups as something that's a service. And so that's how I ended up giving the groups. And I felt like this energy talked to me saying, give back, give back. So I went very giving. And so when I went there and they were like, Pele loves you, Pele loves you. And it didn't surprise me because I literally felt like I was communicating with this massive energy that was there.
Whoa.
Yeah,
that's
because,
awesome.
Because people go and they take from the land there, yeah. And they don't give back. And so the whole thing doesn't surprise me because there is so much taking from there and there's not giving back.
Yeah.
That it doesn't surprise me.
And for any listeners who haven't been to Hawaii, have you been?
No, I'm going to a wedding though next year.
Okay. It's truly like, I can't even believe that it's a real thing on this earth and that it's like part of the United States. It's crazy that it's like, that it's this, it's the most magical place I've ever been.
Really? Oh shit. Yeah. I gotta go before that wedding.
I like, yeah, you should extend your vacation.
I plan to go for two or three weeks.
Where are you going? What part?
I think Maui.
Are you going to Maui?
Yeah.
I'm going to Oahu. I'm going to Oahu in May. Like in 2 months, I'm going to go to Honolulu. And I've been to Kauai just recently. Kauai was nice too. And they're all different. Like the islands are all different. Like, so that's what's dope about them. So
yeah, it is just it truly is like the most, one of the most magical places I've ever been, where every day felt wonderful. And like, I would like wake up, because we were in like a rainforest, and I would wake up to rain and go to sleep to rain, but it never rained in the middle of the day.
Oh, I love that.
It never rained on me, except for a little bit, like when we rode our bikes down the mountain from the volcano. So we're 10,000 feet up and we're riding all the way down. And once we get down closer to the beach for like, and we were finally not freezing. So like the farther down you go, the warmer you get. So you start taking off layers along the way.
Yeah.
And then it rained on us for like 5 minutes. And then we get to the beach and it was so sunny and perfect. And like, and then we like see a bunch of turtles.
The rain is a blessing. Like when it's a light rain, it's a blessing. Like, and that's the beautiful thing. What I'm learning is like, there's meaning behind so many things there. Like the aloha spirit, there's something to that too. Is like, and I'm always joking with like my friend there. I'm always like, they're so like good about like with driving. They let you go. And when we cut people off. And so I'm always like, okay, aloha, because they let you pass. And I'm always like, when we got here yesterday in New York, we tried to have the aloha spirit and we almost caused a fucking accident with it.
You can't have the aloha spirit.
You can't have the aloha spirit in New York.
No.
You caused a fucking accident. It just doesn't work in New York.
I've gotten yelled at by so many people in New York to walk faster.
To walk faster?
Yes.
Me too.
I've gotten people being like, you're walking too slow. And I'm like, hey, man, this is how I walk. Leave me alone.
The t-shirt that I want to get. Hashtag Mosier.
Yeah.
Mosier.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just like, just so you know, I'm Mosey.
Taking it slow.
I'm a fucking Mosier.
I'm such a Mosier. I fucking meander. I like stop and look at buildings.
Most of them don't even want to be going where they're going.
Exactly.
That's why I want to hashtag Mosier and be like, talk to me, because you don't even really want to be going.
Exactly. You're rushing to a thing you hate.
Yeah.
Cool.
Deminspires.com. You don't want to be going where you're going.
People need to hear that. People need to hear that.
Oh. Do you have any other spooky stories, or like, what's the like most, like the lady is really trippy, but do you have other like stories that like really have like blown your mind? That happened to you.
So this is a cool one. This is a really cool one. And probably inspiring for anybody who's lost a pet, which I know a lot of people like, pet are like kids. Pets are like kids. So this one's cool. It's a little spooky, but it's actually really cool. So my son, I'm allergic to animals, and I feel like I wrote that in on purpose because I would never be around people. I would literally never be around people. I love animals so much that I think I wrote in to be allergic to them. So my son, who's now 27 and he's NYPD, he loves animals and he always wanted to have a dog. So at his dad's house, he had a dog since he was little. And so his dog, he would always go out there and visit his dog. So one day he went out there, I think he was probably about 13 or 14 at the time. And he goes out there. And when he went out, he went downstairs to the basement to drop his stuff off, because that's where his dad was staying in his grandmother's house. He went to drop his bag off and he didn't turn the light on. He just went down. He pets the dog and he comes back upstairs. And when he comes back upstairs, the whole family is like, you know, sitting up straight, white faced. And they're like stressed. And he was like, why is everybody acting all creepy? And they were like, we had to put Simba down. And he was like, what? He was like, that's crazy. I just pet Simba. And they were like, no, we had to put Simba down. And he was like, okay, you're all bugging because I literally just pet Simba.
Oh.
Well, because the lights were down, he felt Simba rubbing against him and he pet him, because animals don't know the difference between one side or the other.
Oh.
So because he didn't know that he was quote unquote gone, he didn't know not to pet him. He didn't know not to feel him.
That's correct.
So he felt him.
Oh my God.
That's so sweet.
And Simba's a perfect name for a dog.
Well, the Lion King was out at the time that he named him.
Yep.
Perfect, yeah. Oh. And it's a beautiful thing. Like, I love telling that story because it shows that if we would take away the idea or the belief that they're not here. Mm-hmm. We would actually know that they are.
Yeah.
And him not knowing that he, quote unquote, wasn't here. He didn't go down with the belief that he wasn't here. So he just felt him.
Yeah.
I mean, you hear all the time people tell you stories about how their animals see ghosts too, because animals don't know the difference.
They don't know the difference. It's like one room to the next.
Yeah.
Animals cross easily and they come back all the time and they play with the new animals that come in.
Yeah,
you know that.
You told me that.
Yeah, your dog was playing with
you right now again. Because you know that.
Yeah.
Because it happens to you all the time.
Yeah. You told me that my dog Ozzy plays with Bo, my cat. Well, Ozzy's dead. Bo's alive, but.
Quote unquote.
Yeah.
This thing is dead because they're on the other side. We're actually more alive than we are here.
Really?
We're only a percentage of energy focused in here. There, we're much more alive. When I do readings, my energy is like times a thousand.
Whoa.
Compared to what I'm like when I'm just here. Like it's intense over there. It's like much more.
Yeah.
Do you get exhausted after readings?
Yeah.
I'm
learning to work with that because I didn't self-care for a long time. Mm-hmm. So it was like coming from like high vibration to like, think of a fan, think of the speeds of a fan. So they're on fast and we're on slow.
Yes.
Which is why you can see us and why you can't see them.
Oh, shit.
That's a really cool way to explain
that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah, so it must just be exhausting.
It can be. I'm learning to integrate and be a little better about it. Mm-hmm. But I used to just be like, yeah, what do you mean? What do you mean energy can affect the body? Oh, my God. I stupidly said that in the beginning. Like, I don't have to drink extra water. When I first started, they were like, you have to train like an Olympic athlete. I'm like, that's ridiculous. That's the stupidest thing I ever heard. 150 pounds later, I'm like, okay, I'm going to listen now.
Yeah.
I'm like, we can stop. I'm going to listen now because energy sticks to us.
Yeah.
It sticks. And it's like we pull in other people's stuff, and then if we're not releasing it. So one of the things that I have found to be massive medicine is salt water.
Yeah.
The ocean.
Okay. People,
like when it was sticking to me, I was like, I was going to doctors and they were like, stop eating dessert. And I was like, fuck you. I'm not one that eats a ton of cake. Eating is not my issue.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I'm done with this. When I went to Hawaii in like 4.5 months, just going back to the ocean, I dropped 75 pounds.
Jesus. That's amazing.
Yeah. Dear medical, listen to me. Use the fucking ocean.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Whoa.
It's massively healing.
Yeah.
Between that and I simply went organic and grass fed. Like I didn't go vegan. I didn't go gluten free. I was literally eating like chicken wings and mac and cheese and they were just all grass fed and organic.
Oh, yeah.
That's...
And just a ton of drinking water.
Yes.
But
okay.
Everything else I did regular. Because I'm like, I'm not going to do that. I'm not giving up McDonald's. I'm not giving up any drinking.
Yeah.
Do we get frozen?
I'm not.
Oh, we got frozen for a moment. But
I'm not giving up any of that shit. Yeah, I'm not giving up any of that shit. I was like, there has to be a way that I can have the things that I love and still like live. I don't think that you have to be like all tight not. And I was like, because I'm not doing anything in excess. And then when I started going to the water and being in the water and not even swimming, I wasn't even swimming. I was just literally in the water.
Yeah.
20 to 30 minutes twice a week, literally started flying off of me.
That's
not even kidding.
Whoa.
Amazing.
God, and let's move to Hawaii.
I know. We're so stupid to be
Coast, you're right there.
It's a little colder.
I mean, it takes like 45 minutes to get to the beach.
You know, you got to get in the traffic and then you got to find a place to park.
Water on Amazon, sea salt, dump it in your fucking bathtub.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
That's what I do when I come home because have you seen the East Coast water?
Oh, I've seen it. I've smelled it.
It's thick.
It's trying to clean it up. I'm going to give it another chance this summer, but...
Have you ever had a reading for someone that you could tell you didn't like? And what do you do if you don't like people?
Oh my God. That's so great. You know what my best friend said to me? I bet you they're going to ask you this. Have this answer. And yes, oh my God, I do have this answer. And you know what? I had to deal with this. And so it's honestly, it's one of the reasons that I raised my damn prices. Cool. Because if you self-love by charging what you deserve, you get rid of what you don't want to deal with.
Yeah.
That's number one. But okay, so, and also setting the intention for the kind of clients that you deserve is another way to do it. But yeah, I had this one family hired me to do what I call like a party, which is you set me up like in a space that's separate. And then one by one, like members of your group will come in and have readings. And oh my God, this drove me insane. They just wanted to speak to one member and they wanted the code word, the fucking code word. She has a code word.
What?
And they totally got it. And I was giving them all these other names of all these other people, blah, 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 and it wasn't good enough. So finally, the last member, who was like the youngest member, comes in and I give her this reading and she went up and she ripped them 17 new assholes. She was like, you are all idiots. She's been telling you guys this. She said, Uncle Jimmy came through and so-and-so came through and none of you are hearing it because all you want is the fucking code word and blah, 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 blah. She tore them up. I packed up my stuff and I walked out. I was like, I am like, whatever. So I try to be as pro as I can.
Yeah.
But the reason that I charge in advance is because if you want to waste your fucking time, yeah, I've already taken your money.
Mm-hmm. Smart. Smart.
Not my circus, not my monkeys. I'm here to do work. I would not, you know, it's similar to, you know, somebody saying like, why aren't you straight? It's like, do you really think that we would go through all this shit? You know what I mean? Like, go yeah. through all the shit that we go through as gay people. Do you really think we would go through all of it? Like, no, we wouldn't, right? Do you think I would really go through all the shit being a psychic that I go through? Yeah. There's so many other things I'm talented at. I wouldn't go through it all.
Yeah.
I'm really good at singing. I do documentary making. Like, I do all this other stuff. Do you really think that I need to fucking do this?
Yeah.
No, I don't. So let's get some fucking work done.
Yeah.
Yes.
You paid the money. Let's do the work.
It is. I feel like when people are just so skeptical.
Spectacle.
When they're coming in like so closed off, it's like, well, then what are we doing?
Why are you here?
Right. It's like going to a hairdresser and being like, you're going to suck cutting my hair.
Yes.
Well, somebody else, bro.
Yes.
Like, use your money some other way. Or you can come and we can really get some work done and you can go places.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
But why would you waste your money? And then there was this other woman who, like, she was like, oh my God, Satan's daughter. Oh my God.
Satan's daughter.
I was just like, why? And she didn't just come to me once. She came to me three fucking times.
Oh no.
So I'm like, you're paying me to engage in battle because okay. And finally, oh my God, like, I let my ego get the best of me and I unleashed and I was like, all right, so let me ask you a question. Why is your father here saying brah, brah, brah? And I just like, I mean, I opened fire and I was like, all right, I can't do that again. Like, that was not cool. Bless me, Father. I have sinned massively. Does anyone have vodka? Like, I went in hard. Like,
yeah.
I went in hard. I was like, she just pushed. I'm like, because it was another party and my friend was there and my friend was like, she's back. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me right now? Why is she back? Like, why is it the first time I was like, I'm not doing this. Because if you come in and you're like, you challenge me, I literally go like this.
You shut down, yeah.
I shut down. I don't like that. I'm not a circus monkey.
Yeah.
I don't want to perform. Like, I'm a rebel, so I don't like to do that.
Yeah.
I know who I am. I don't need to perform for anybody.
Yeah.
So it just pisses me off. I want to do the opposite.
Well, you know, she's probably a woman who treats servers like dog shit.
Exactly.
Where she's like, you are working for me. And it's like, fucking chill out.
I hate people. Like, I can't. I treat servers like, because they're doing something that I don't have it in me to do.
Yeah.
So I treat them like gold. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that they are doing work that is like amazing because I just don't have the capacity to do that.
Yeah. Couldn't do it. Don't want to do it. So thank you so much that you are doing it.
Thank you so much. I got fired the first day I tried to do wait tables. I got pulled aside by the manager and they said, this is never going to be your calling. And I said, you're right. Thank you. I got to go. Yes. Bless you. I got to go.
I'm out of here.
When they do that and they do it with such like happiness, I'm like, thank you for doing this. Like, yeah. There's something for everybody, and I appreciate you so much for doing this with a smile on your face.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just be wonderful. Like happy doing what you're doing, which is, yeah. I didn't come here to have a bad lunch. No, I came here to have a great lunch.
Right, and thank you for making that, like having that experience for me and shining.
Yeah.
Like, I love when people shine doing whatever you're doing, shine.
Me too.
I love that shit. I got into one of the best conversations with the cable guy one time. He was like, I love my work. I was like, bro, you are shining. Like, I love that shit.
I do.
Shine it whatever you do. Just do it and shine. That's the key.
Yeah.
I love that. Do you have anything else written on your paper that you were like, oh, let me... I know you wrote notes.
I did write notes. I wrote notes because I wanted this to be great.
It's so awesome. Yeah. I'm blown away. I've like learned a bunch about myself.
And to me, that's the key. Like that's what I want. I want to leave people with is learning.
Yeah.
Like I think that's the future of the psychic or the intuitive advisor or another title that I changed my name to. Like that's the key. Is like. That's what I want to do is I want to, it's a mix of teaching, inspiring, empowering, that kind of thing. You know, as a kid, I was afraid of death. That's what really got me into it is two things, terrified of death. And this moment when I was sitting in church and I remember it was like, I was sitting there and they said, you're either going to go to heaven, hell, or the worst was purgatory.
Oh yeah. Very scary.
Very scary because I'm like, my imagination, because I'm so like creative, I'm like, it's a gray room. For some reason, my feet weren't touching the ground.
Ew.
I'm like, it's cold and I'm just waiting to be judged and I'm going to sit there for centuries. And I'm like, nah, I need a better answer. There has to be something better. So I will find the answer.
Yes.
And I was like 6 or 7 and I should have felt safe because The pew was on this side and my mother was on this side. And I remember thinking, I should feel safe and I don't. I will find an answer.
That is.
And it was defiant. Shit. That was the moment for me when I was like, I will find another answer. It was massively defining. Massively defining. And such a fear of where do we go after here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that was the moment where it like, and then of course seeing what I saw, like I would see like colors swirling on the ceiling. And they, I think that's probably closer to our true form. You know what I mean? Like is like the color, the color people, not the colored people, but people. And I would see them swirling like the orbs on the ceiling as a kid, things like that. Like I saw things, I knew things. And that as a kid, there was always this yearning to what's out there. And then the draw to things like the cards and crystals and that thing. But then being kind of incognito, just always like, and I'm such an observer. So I went into journalism and documentary making because I needed facts, because I'm so torn between what's factual and what's the woo. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Cause
so with this work, it's like I'm kind of a documentary maker of the woo.
Yes.
You're like bringing it to people who couldn't understand it on their own.
Exactly. And now I'm literally writing a pilot for a TV series.
Great. Good.
We want it.
Emmy.
Green. Yes. We're green lighting it. We want it.
Yeah, we want it. We'll give you $2,500 to make it.
Oh, no.
If you know any producers, bro, I am about to pitch.
Oh, great. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm ready to pitch.
That's such a great idea. I mean,
I'm ready to pitch. Yeah. So
do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, man, Joe, this has been so much fun. You're like one of the most fun people I've ever encountered.
Yeah, let's hang out.
Yeah.
Let's hang out. Let's when go to Hawaii. Hawaii.
I want to stop by. For
please.
Real.
Please. Hell yeah.
Absolutely.
That would be so fun.
Tell all of our listeners, tell them all the stuff that you want them to know. Tell them about the questions, cues to the U, and all that stuff.
All right. So cues to the U, definitely going to launch by the end, fingers crossed, by the end of this month. Jump over to Gemma Inspires. That's G-E-M as in Mary, M as in Mary A, inspires.com. And sign up for my mailing list. And then you can get a seat to the free session. It's going to be epic. Like, it's going to be super dope. It's something you definitely don't want to miss. That's so, yeah.
So. It's so cool.
Gemma, you're so fucking rad. Thank you so much.
You guys are rad. I know. I want to just, we got to talk. Like, this is awesome.
Thank you for what you guys do, because I love how you bring it to everybody. Like, I'm so tired of the love and light stuff. Like, no offense to anybody who thinks that. But I love that you guys bring it real. Like, I love that you do it real and comical and all that. Because I think that's the shift that we need.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah. Oh,
thank you.
And that you curse and that you're like irreverent. I love that shit. But you do it in a respectful way. Like, I really love the whole way you fucking do it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. Thank you. Holy shit.
This has been a blast.
Yeah. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Have so much fun in the Bahamas.
Oh my God, yes.
Send us a picture of you with a pig, swimming with a pig.
100%.
Yes. Oh my God. Well, thank you. Have so much fun.
All right. Thanks a lot, you guys.
All right. Bye, Gemma.
Bye.
All
right.
See you around.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for listening to A Funny Feeling.
If you have a paranormal experience that you would like to share, please send us a voice memo, or you can email us just a letter at funnyfeelingpod@gmail.com. I'm Marcy.
I'm Betsy. And don't shit your pants!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.